What it up? What up? What up? What it do?
Hey, hey.
You already know who it is. It's your guy CT, my homegirl.
Nikki C.
And you know we rocking out with
Let the Conversation Begin.
Hey guys, yeah. We got a good one for you. We got a good one. We got a quick one for you. We're gonna go on and turn this down just a little bit. When just the questions come here, we're gonna probably turn it off just a little bit.
No,
turn it off.
Turn it off.
Probably is. I don't know. But I'm sorry. We got a good one for you. I'm gonna let Nikki C go ahead and break down what we have.
Oh, today we are indulging in a conversation about what are 10 questions to ask your potential partner.
Mm-hmm.
What you wanna know before you get into a relationship with somebody.
Okay. Do we want to run through the questions now? We just want to do them one by one as we answer them.
I mean, you know, we can do it one by one as we answer them, so not to forget.
You know what? I think we'll just do the one by one. Yeah. I think that'd be cool.
Yeah, pop them off, man.
But you know what? I had something that I forgot to even tell you. What's that? We were supposed to do. We're doing on the next episode.
Oh no!
So you remember how we used to just do little small verses, like verses from songs?
Oh yeah,
I actually bringing that back. So okay. Guys, on the next episode,
what's up?
We are going to see which one of us knows the oldest song.
Oh no.
And what I mean, not the oldest song, I mean like what is, you know what, let me say it is, what is our favorite oldest song?
Oldies.
The oldest song you know, like what year it came out. What's the oldest song,
man,
you know?
Oh, you trying to go back? Yeah, so you're gonna go back on me, man.
And my thing
is, because your spirit older than mine.
I mean, but no. But that don't make me win. Like the audience still gonna choose which song was better.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
I'm pretty sure with the song that I'm using, I'm pretty sure you gonna win. I'm pretty sure because the people that's listening. Probably was not, they parents probably wasn't even thought of.
But it'll be the oldest one still.
Yeah, but they still have to like the song.
Okay.
That's the thing, they still have to like the song.
All right.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to do on the next one. We're going to keep that up. We're going to just sprinkle that on. Let the conversation begin every now and then. And also, like I said, you rocking out with us. We want to know what is your oldest song. We'll probably say this again on the next episode. But we also want to know questions that you have pertaining to a relationship.
Yes.
We want to know your answers for the questions that we have.
Right.
Do you agree with me? Do you agree with her? But my thing is, because I know her. So I'm pretty sure that we are probably going to have more of a similar answer. So what I'm going to do on purpose, I am going to play the advocate, the opposite. What I say may not be true, and I'm going to say, hey, this is what I believe.
A little bad cop.
But this is what it is. Okay. Yeah, this is going to be a good cop. I'm a bad copper. Right, that's what I do. I got the handcuffs and zip ties. This is what I'm doing.
We want to go in and start.
And because she is the matriarch of Let the Conversation Begin.
Oh, boy.
And like I said, I forgot to even tell y'all. Let the Conversation Begin at gmail.com is the email. We want y'all to send all that. Whatever you think about your questions, your answers to us. But because she is the matriarch of Let the Conversation Begin, I'm gonna let her start off with first.
With my question?
Yeah, with one. Just one. We're gonna go back and forward. Just one. We're gonna go back and forward.
I like that. All right. I say this was one of my first questions because very rarely do we ask this nowadays in this generation. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What is your family history? Who your people is? Who is your people? Who you kin to?
But hold on. Why do you need? You know what? Hold on. Before we started. We're gonna make this real fun.
Okay.
We're gonna make this real fun. I want me and you to internalize this like we're dating.
Oh boy, okay. Let's go there.
So whenever you ask the question, direct it towards me.
Okay.
And for the audience, I want y'all to understand. We known each other for a while, so we know a lot of stuff. So we can do this without actually just trying to think of answers. I know a lot about her. She know a lot about me. She would know if I'm bull jiving, and likewise.
True that.
So with that, we going to do this like we're dating. So with that, read that question one more time.
What is your family history? Who are your people? Who are some people that you are kin to? Your family. Tell me who you related to.
Yeah, but. But my, why you need to know that for?
What you mean? We might be kids somewhere down the line. I don't need to be talking to my cousin.
I grew up in Lyesville. You grew up in Poulton.
That don't mean nothing. Just because we both from Anson County, I mean, I need to know who your people is.
All right. Well, my thing is, I don't, what, like, it's too early for you to know my people.
No, we might as well get that out the way first.
No, what about just...
So that just in case they come up later, honey,
what
we can't...
What about us just getting to know one another first? Like, this is only our second date.
Oh, MG. Well, yeah, you're right. I understand what you're saying and coming from, but I still need to know who you can to. I had some bad experiences, okay? So I need to know.
Oh, so now you're using your past experience against me is what you're saying.
I'm just saying it happens, man. You know, you can never be too careful.
I don't think you need to know my family.
Man, come on, that's one of the questions that the older folks ask first.
You're right. All right, guys. Hey, she was right on that question. I think one of the first questions you need to do is ask your family history, because you might be kin to the other person. And I'm gonna just be honest. I don't think I want to marry to a overly crazy family.
No,
because if I know some of your cousins and brothers and sisters, and I know some things that they did. I'm gonna put their onus on you too, as well.
You might be liable to the same thing, okay?
Okay. Oh my God.
We need to know.
Oh man.
Who your people is.
Who your people is. So you know, I'm gonna move it right along. Yeah. Next question. Question number two, guys. This is my question. And like I said, I'm directing towards you. In a relationship, are men allowed to turn down sex if they aren't in the mood? Like women do.
I believe so, yes.
Really?
Yes. I mean, and being a woman and knowing, you know, being on how it feels to be on that side of things, you know what I'm saying? I would be able to say, okay, I understand, baby, if you're not in the mood tonight, you know. I mean, granted, with most women, it's going to be a thought in the back of their head. Like, he done went and did something somewhere else. No. Why he don't want none?
No. You know what? I'm going to be honest. I love and hate this question so much just because... I know you. I can honestly say that. But for the master, I have dated. That is a freaking double standard. And let me say this from a man point of view. Because, and I'm not married yet, but.
You're right.
I know a lot of men that say they have to ask, they have to beg their woman for sex. And I can understand it a little bit, because we're looking now through our eyes like we're young. We don't have kids. We're not in our career. We're not in our jobs. Mm-hmm, but when you get older and you got to pay bills, and mostly, I'm just be honest, mostly the woman is probably going to do more around the house. That's just how it is. So now she's cooking, cleaning, waiting for you to get off work, taking care of the kids, pick them up, doing all that. I'm going to be honest, she's going to be tired.
Tired, boy.
I know that. But with that, on top of that, both parties have needs.
Yes.
Both parties has needs. So when I say that it's a double standard, I mean that there has been plenty of time that women have said no and the man begged and probably go about a week. But then as soon as they say yes, we in it. Because us men, we are that. We want it all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, after I say this, I want you to jump in. This is where the double standard comes in at. The double standard is, this is what I truly believe, if a woman asks for it and a man say no, she gonna feel some kind of way. You said no? Oh, okay, all right, cool. And a woman's spiteful tail, I wanted to say another word for tail, a woman's spiteful tail will remember that. And then she probably wouldn't even ask a man for sex after that. And then when the man want to ask, it could be a week later. No. And she won't even give him no explanation. But we would know why she's saying no.
But most times, y'all are the ones that ask for it anyways. We very rarely have to ask y'all for it because y'all always on us.
Yeah. Huh? I mean, true.
Huh?
True.
So it's like some of us don't even know how to ask you for it when we really want it. But so like.
Because no, but see, y'all asking y'all own ways. Y'all don't have the, hey baby, can I have some? Baby, can I have this? No, like I give you
how
one
we
way.
Asking, how we ask?
Okay, I'm watching TV and watching sports. Why are you walking in front of the TV butt naked for?
Yeah, that's a dead giveaway.
Okay,
you just went straight for the jugular.
No, though. No, It's more. You're cooking, and 2:00 in the evening. Why you got to cook some thongs for? I'm just being honest.
Yeah, that's a pure message. I mean, but you know, women also have other subtle ways.
Okay, we're in the bed and we laying down, and then I'm trying to sleep, but then I feel that bump.
That's what
I feel you trying to back it up.
That's what I was kind of like looking for. Yeah, we won't say it verbally, but yeah, we have nonverbal ways of letting y'all know we in the mood. Okay,
and that's
come
the
on,
thing.
Babe. Come on, babe. What you gonna do?
Yeah,
you
and know? See, and that's the thing. Y'all don't say it. Y'all doing these nice, like you said, subtle, cute ways, like, but gestures. You let us know gestures. But okay, let's flip it. Let's say you don't want it, but then a man comes up behind you and slap you on the butt. Like, sometimes we just like to grab butt. I'm going to just be honest.
Yes, y'all do.
But then sometimes also men, and I'm going to just give y'all a disclaimer how to really get your woman there. A lot of y'all talk about foreplay. I'm going to say be foreplay. Be foreplay. I want to say that.
I like that.
Be foreplay means there's a lot of things you need to do before you start to play. Because if you really want it in the bed, you can't just go through the whole day without, hey, baby, you're beautiful, without sending her texts, without touching or anything like that. We got you some hand claps right here.
Yes.
You can't just do that and then think at 9 o'clock.
Thank you.
Think at 9 o'clock, she's going to be willing and ready to go ahead and get it down.
Nanny.
Dudes, I'm trying to tell you, I'm going to say this, and we're going to move forward with her next question. If you wake up in the morning, give her them sweet nuts, tell her how beautiful she is. You know, touch her in a sexy,
flirt a little bit during the
romantic way. Yeah. She's at work. Send her some text message or send her some, like, this is 2021. Find some flowers on the internet and send it on the phone. Or even, you know, do what I'm trying to say. Do stuff through the whole course of the day.
Yes.
And I'm trying to tell you, at the end of the day, mm-hmm, she going to be tearing your clothes off.
Brother.
I'm just letting you know that.
Preach.
Go ahead.
Tell them so real.
I'm trying to help
God, somebody, hey, them some good advice, okay?
But
fellas, listen up.
But to bring it home, I just want to say that I do think it's a double standard. I do think if a woman say no, but she can get it anytime she want. I do think if a man say no, he's in the doghouse until she's ready to get him out. That's how I feel.
And you're mostly right about that. I mean, because automatically a woman's insecurities is gonna make her feel like, oh, he must be, you know what I'm saying, doing it somewhere else. But see, a woman that knows her position and that is solidified in the place that she holds in this, in her man's heart, she's not gonna immediately jump on his tail like that. You know, she's gonna be able to be understanding towards him, to know that, okay, baby, I know that just like me, you're not always in the mood, boo. So let me just rub your back for you or something like that. Let me massage your temples. You know, I just leave a trail of kisses or something down your spine. Come here, baby. You know,
girl, we better move
just
on.
We better move on to the next one. Yeah,
woo.
Yeah. Or maybe he don't want.
Woo.
Anyways, number two question for me: what's the most important thing to you that makes and or breaks a relationship? Let's just stick with what makes a relationship.
No, I can give you both an answer.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Let's
hear it.
The most important thing that makes the relationship. Of course, this is not a cliche. Oh, communication.
Oh,
and I'm gonna add comprehension to that. Mm. Cause that's one thing that I have figured out with me and my fiance is that we have the best communication, but the worst comprehension.
Mm.
And my thing is communicate. You can talk. You can say your problem. You can say whatever you want to feel and whatnot. But if you're not comprehending what the other person is saying,
it's really saying to you. Yeah.
Because you can say one thing, but I take it a totally different way.
Yes.
I comprehended it my way. I didn't comprehend it her way.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna help y'all out with a plan with that. But yeah, that is the best thing. And then the worst thing is really the total opposite. No communication, no comprehension,
mm-hmm.
no the lack of comprehension. Because at the end of the day, I'm older. It's not all about sex with me. I want to have a conversation with my wife. I want to watch TV with my wife. I want to laugh and joke. Like, man, just
your hobbies and stuff.
Yeah, like, hobbies.
Read,
like,
together. So
let's go out and go skating. Let's go bowling. Let's go on vacation. It's not all about sex. And most of that stuff, you stay engaged with the other person when you communicate and stuff.
Yes.
You really do. So
yes.
What about you? How you feel about
your
question?
Oh, my goodness. You just answered it so well for me. You know,
that's,
I mean,
what
I really appreciate that answer, because, and especially with you adding the comprehension behind the communication like that, because mm-hmm. so often throughout the course of relationships, things are often taken out of context.
Mm-hmm, always.
You know, and feelings and
that's
stuff
where most involved, of the arguments come from.
Yeah, blows things out of proportion. Like, I'm saying one thing, but you think I'm saying it a different way. Like, the way you interpret something is key. You know, mm-hmm. you got to be able to understand where your partner is coming from and don't immediately jump to the defense's end of things and be ready to go to war with them. Because every time we bring something to the table doesn't mean we're trying to argue. You know, we're just trying to talk things out and figure things out together.
Why are you yapping for? You always talking. As
like, what else are we supposed to do, though, sweetheart? I mean, aren't we supposed to talk about things?
Get on my nerves. That's the way you build. Complaining. Why are you complaining for?
Like, really? And that'd be the exact thing. Like, why does it have to be considered complaining rather than just... Look, let's just talk about some things. Let's build together, babe. Who wants to sit around all the time doing nothing but the same thing? Mm-hmm.
I got two things with that. One, I don't know how true this is. I actually heard this comedian say this, but it sounds true to me, so I'm going to give it to y'all. He said, you got to understand that he read a statistic that said, on average, a man only used 500 words a day. But on average, a woman used 5,000 words a day.
Woo.
So his joke with it was, women, I want you to understand this. Your men, once they get home from work, they done used up their 500 words. So they not even ready and willing to talk to you. Yeah. But getting still, you have all these other words. And you just like, yum, 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 all in the ear. And he just so like, frustrated because he exhausted his words.
That's why, ladies, you got to learn how to give your man that time and that time to cool down and give him a break, too. You know what I'm saying? Because if it were you, I look at things like this. I put myself in the other person's shoes. If it was me, would I want for the same thing to be coming towards me? It's going to feel like animosity. It's going to feel like you got a problem or we got an issue. Like, come on, give me a second to breathe.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to say this. It's gonna be a little long winded. You can cut me off and stuff. For one, with what she just said, breathe. Two things. One, with my fiance, everything when I'm getting done working, she already know one of her favorite words to poke at me now is decompress. She like, nigga, y'all gotta decompress, and she be joking. I like it. I love it. But the thing is, I say when I get off work, when I get home, at least give me 30 minutes, maybe 30 to 45 minutes, depending on my day.
At least that first hour, maybe.
Yeah. No, I mean, for me, 30, 40, because you still, you know. So my thing is, I do that because I know that I need a break. I need a break, and I'm not in my right mind. Let me decompress, and then once after that, I am all yours, okay? So then the second thing is, this is, and guys, I want y'all to write this down, pencil this in. If you want to stop having arguments with your significant other, you need to pick you out a date and a time to have them tough conversations. Because this is where the argument starts. Let's just say Nikki C have a problem with CT. Just throw me a problem. Just throw me a problem, like any type of problem, Nikki C.
Yes.
Just throw me a problem.
I'm sorry. I was trying to write
she
down.
Was right, she was writing down.
I'm writing the tip down. You feel me?
I want to like bring that. It up.
Just
throw me a problem, like a relationship problem that you will have that, you know, whatever.
Baby, I'm tired. I don't, you know, wash the dishes and stuff all day long. Do you think you can help me clean the room up? Is that the type of problem? Or not?
No.
Oh, baby, you ain't called me all day long. I mean, what's up? We ain't got a chance to talk or nothing. I mean, what's up?
Okay, all right. Let me change it up. A hard question to something y'all just really need to sit down and talk about. Like, it's like maybe, man, help me out, brain, right now. Please help me out. No. Just maybe.
Like, maybe well, baby, have you figured out how you're going to handle this child support situation yet?
All right, perfect. So my thing is, If you want to talk about that, but you're bringing it to a guy who mine is probably not even thinking about that.
Mm-hmm.
So when you bring it to him, he really don't want to talk about it. One thing when it comes to a man, we want to prepare ourselves for the conversation. And I believe that's likewise, because let's just say I want to talk about, okay, I feel like, because you brought up child support, I feel like you spending too much money when you're getting your nails done and your hair done and stuff. So now, the worst time for me to bring that up as soon as you just walked in the door, just getting your nails done.
True.
So my thing is, this is what, man, me and my fiance do not argue no more because of this right here. Well, before I say that, let me get finished with what I was saying. When you bring that to the other person, they so frustrated, they so mad. You want to have a conversation. The other person don't want to have a conversation. And that's what an argument. You're not even arguing about the actual conversation. You just arguing at the frustration because one don't really want to have the conversation. So now they're going to answer sarcastically. They're going to answer like they really don't want to.
Yeah.
They're going to feel like they're going to, their body language going to show you they really care less of what you're talking about. So what you do, and this is the answer, you pick a day out of the week. Both of you are not working. You both probably don't have no plans.
But
you
pick a day. Just cool down a little bit and just, yeah.
You pick a day. Me and my girl, this is what we do. On Wednesday, if we have a problem, we say, babe, because our talk day is Tuesday. Say, babe, on Wednesday, hey, I want to talk to you about something on Tuesday. Boom. Man, ever since we started, no argument.
Cause really? Cause that's what's up.
No real talk. Because I'm anticipating the talk, and I don't prepare myself for that conversation.
Yeah.
And so with that, I'm not frustrated. I'm not angry because I like at the end of the day, it's a conversation that has to be had anyway.
Wow.
And it
so
goes,
what do you do when the other person feels like, oh, you want to pencil me in somewhere on a certain day, like to have a conversation about problems? We're supposed to be able to talk about this all the time.
Well, you're right, because you know, let me say this: before we started with that, it took us a month to get there because she didn't like it. I'm going to be honest. It was my suggestion.
Yeah, typical girl. It was my woman, you know, something like that. Like, babe, hold up. We're supposed to be able to talk about stuff all the time, anytime. Yeah. It don't matter. It's always supposed to be a certain day. You know, then we go all like that.
And she was like, it ain't supposed to be this hard. We should be able to just sit down and talk about our things whenever it come up. And my thing is, I was off of just where I got that from two people. Well, I got that from two things, two sources. One, I feel like you need to plan your future. And one of the things that I hated when people say about a relationship, I'm like, man, what's going on with your relationship? How that's going? I don't know. We're just going to see where it goes. I hate that.
Yeah.
Because this is something you could control. If you just wait and see where it goes, it's going to end up in a place you don't want it at.
A ditch.
It's going to end up in a place that you don't want it at.
A black hole.
So you control it. And that was her problem. And the other thing is, I have married friends that been married 30 plus years, and even people that I listen to and talk to, and they all said the exact same thing. They was like, this is exactly what they told me. Don't believe the TV. Don't believe the radios, and people think that all the spontaneousness is what it's supposed to be. These are people that have been married 30 plus years. They giving me real tips. Mm-hmm. They said, you said a relationship that's going to survive, it has to have organization in it. I mean, not organization. It has to be organized.
That's the same. You saying the same thing.
I said the same thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. Organization. Yep. When I say organization, I would think about a building.
You just simplified it. It
has to be organized.
Yeah.
And with that, there was like everything has to be a plan. So like if you having a problem, do not have it right then and there because it's going to lead to an argument.
It's going
to
explode. You know what? That is so like through experience, I have seen that, you know, witnessed that, bearing witness to that myself. Wow, that is such a great morsel of advice there.
That's why I said pencil that in. It may sound so simple, but you have to get over the fact and past the fact that, what? Hold on. Why do I got a plan to talk to my man? Why I got a plan to talk to my woman? We should be able to talk whenever. No, when a man go to work 10, 12 hours, he don't want to have to come home and go back and forth with his woman.
And it should be the same. And like if you work woman, then that's why it should be easy for you to understand that this is how it works. This is how it's going to work, you know, because you wouldn't want him to bombard you like that after working 10, 8, 10, 12 hours.
Yeah. So like I said, ours was Tuesday, but I do want to say this. Plan a time to have a conversation. And the worst time you do not want to plan. Do not plan to have a serious conversation when y'all sitting down eating together. Do not. Because you're going to mess up the enjoyment of eating with your wife or your husband.
Yeah.
Do not plan that. Because a lot of people, they try. What we try to do as people, we try to cram in as much time and we try to utilize time periods. So you know you got to eat. You know you got to sit down. And you know you're not doing anything else. So your mind is like, this is the perfect time.
Yeah.
No.
No, it's not.
That would mess up the family dynamic, the fabric of y'all foundation. pick a time that don't have nothing to do with y'all normal everyday activities.
Right, and definitely not no public thing.
Not no public.
Or around family, and wait till family come around, try to turn up, you know.
Turn up. So
yeah,
gotcha. Okay. All right, let's move it along, like guys. That. This like is Let that. The Conversation Begin. CT, mm-hmm. My homegirl.
Nikki C.
We're moving on with question number 4. Whoop, whoop. And this is me. It says, whoa, now. Disclaimer, this is when you already in a relationship and you're breaking up. I know this is, you supposed to been had this question out or whatever, but here we go. Should a DNA test be mandatory before a man is put on child support?
Yes.
Hold on. I need some. Ooh, facts on that.
Hey. Yes.
You can see why, yes. why you say that. You're a woman. Why you
because.
Say that?
Because. You know, I mean, no disrespect to my ladies, to my queens, you know, or, you know, myself personally, but there are circumstances where you know that baby ain't his. Mm-hmm. Now, you got some doubts, and you know, even if he don't know or you kept it a secret from him, he don't know that you've been with somebody else. You slipped up somewhere else. Give that man a fair fighting chance, okay? Don't just go taking his funds and stuff out his check, and you ain't even show. It's not right.
You know,
stuff like that happens, man.
My thing is I agree exactly what she said.
And if you go through the peoples, they're gonna make you have, it's a mandatory anyways to take a child support, I mean to take a DNA test anyways to prove that he is the father, because I mean, what's the fairness in that?
You know, but the problem with that, even if the man the actual father or not, and if he, this is why I asked the question, if he signed the birth certificate, then he's still legally their guardian. So it doesn't matter. True. if he is blood. If he signed that birth certificate, he can still get put on
child support. Yeah.
And so that's why
that's messed up. It's why, man.
Paperwork is real. And see, like, it's crazy because no matter, and guys, I'm only thinking this because of y'all, no matter how much the woman lay around, no matter how much men she slept with, when she have a baby, she know it's hers.
That's
when
it.
She have it doesn't matter. It can't be her baby that she birthed, cannot be no other woman.
Nobody, no other woman's. That's right.
so that's why that woman is always gonna be on her. It's always gonna be in her corner. But for a man, it's different because there are. I'm gonna just be honest. Let's get real. There are a lot of men out there that know that they banging down the easy woman. I'm gonna say it that way. They know they banging out an easy one. They know that this woman is easy because she slept with this person, that person. Mm-hmm. So they want an easy job.
She been around.
So now what's going to happen when she get pregnant, a man mind goes to, well, it ain't mine because she was sleeping with 10, 20 other dudes. Why me? Like, I'm one out of 20. Mm-hmm. And the sad thing is all the men's going to feel that
way. The same way.
All the men's gonna feel that way. Mm-mm-mm. And the other sad part is sometimes the man who want to be the father don't come out to be the father.
Yeah. Man, that'd be messed up, Lord.
Yeah. So my thing is, I believe yes, because, and this is just to cut through all the bull, I love respecting a woman, and I do feel like if I've been messing with you and we're in a relationship, not just no friends with benefits, we're in a relationship or something, I think it's disrespectful if I ask you for a paternity test. I think it's because we're supposed to be in a relationship.
Right. So, and you shouldn't even have that. That's, you know, that feeling like, oh man, could it possibly be somebody else's baby? You sleeping with somebody else? You know, yeah.
And
make you wonder.
I'm gonna just get a little real. I was talking to a girl, and you know, I didn't suspect her. I didn't suspect her being sleeping with somebody else. The reason why we broke up, because she slept with somebody else. And the reason why we went out separated is because of that. So my thing is, what if we would have had a baby? And then we just broke up. And then I see her all in a relationship real fast. Mm, I'm going to think.
You're going to think that that's been going on the whole time?
Yes.
Is that his baby?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, me personally, I'm not doing to disrespect you. And I'm not doing because at the end of the day, I may dislike you, but I would love my child.
Yeah. And most men are like that, believe it or not.
Most men are. You're right. Yeah. And with that said, I'm saying like, but at the end of the day, I said the key word is my. So my thing is, I am not about to sit here and pay child support for
somebody
else's
kid.
Have.
That's not.
Will be in the child's life, but I am not about to be forced by the courts to have to pay for a child that I didn't make. And you know you was messing around on somebody else.
Yeah,
it's a lot. It's a lot. We got to move
fair.
On.
It's
we
not
can talk.
Fair. Yeah, we can. It's not fair at
oh
all.
Oh my
people,
God,
okay?
We gonna get to it. We gonna get this smoke, guys.
OMG. So is that moving on to question number
moving on.
All right, next, my question. In a relationship, did I just play that one? Read that one?
No, that was
me. Is that
me.
An automatic red
keep,
flag?
Keep going,
is it
keep
yours?
Going.
In a relationship.
No, I ain't heard the red flag one.
If the woman
you
and
be
or
at
man
number three.
I am turns down sex, is it an automatic red flag for cheating? They sounded so much alike almost. But is it?
No, that's a great question.
Let me read it again. Oh, in a relationship, if the woman and or man turns down sex, is that an automatic red flag for cheating?
Well, guys, I had to say this. Our camera cut off on us.
Oh, no.
It's cool. It's cool. We doing pretty good. We're about to take a little small break anyway. But to answer your question, no. I say no.
Really?
I say no.
Okay.
Before I give you my answer, I want to hear your answer, though.
I mean, I say no as well, but I have been in a position where it did seem that way.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm kind of caught in a neutral ground with that.
I think it can be, but you have to know the person.
Right.
Because
right,
it goes back. Right. It do go back to the other question when you said, like, what if a woman, you know, turn down sex, or the man turn down sex, man, that person could just be exhausted.
Yeah. You know?
And I'm going to be honest. Look, y'all young men or men, and I'm going to say young men and women, young and men and women who has nothing going on for yourself. You got all the time in the world. I want you to understand somebody who got a lot of stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have nothing going on, you got all the time, all the energy. You always in your mind. You can turn yourself on. You can go out and have sex for 5-6 hours a day.
Ooh,
but dang. Somebody who's working, somebody
or
who's
up,
taking
or up in age,
or up somebody who up in age, somebody who up in saying. Age gonna be working.
Hey.
Nah.
Woo.
No, but no, what I'm saying, somebody who is working, taking care of kids, somebody who got a lot of stuff going on.
Right.
I'm gonna be honest. I'm watching this show called Upshaws and stuff and everything, and it was one episode. This is Mike Epps' show. He's the father in this show.
And Wanda Sykes,
and
right?
And Wanda Sykes is the sister of his wife.
Yeah.
I be forgetting the woman that's his wife's name, but she played on Living Single. I know that.
Okay.
But anyway, in this one episode, he was just wanting it from his wife, but she was just always tired, or she didn't want to do it that night and whatnot. So he said he gonna get it. So he took her out to a nice restaurant. And he went to work earlier that day. And she even said, oh, you gonna get some dessert tonight. Like, woo! So my thing is they did the cameras to the point to where you couldn't see him. But she was like, she had on her robe and she had on some lingerie under it and everything. And she was, his name is Benny. And she was like, oh, Benny, I'm ready. And like, Benny. And when the camera looked on him,
he
ain't took off one piece of clothes. He was on the bed, sleep,
knocked
out.
Oh, no.
And she was like, she said, Benny. And then she said, ain't this some ish?
I bet she did.
Yeah. And so what I'm saying is, you have to understand, he is a mechanic. He worked all day. He took her out to a restaurant. Mm-hmm. They have two kids, and they have three kids together, but then he also have one other child by another woman. So he doing father stuff all day, and this is late at night. He's tired.
And he done went through all these days waiting on her to get right, and then went through all this stuff mm-hmm. to make sure he made her feel special enough to give him some. Yeah, he wore out.
We wore out.
He done jumped through many hurdles.
Facts.
A whole po thing.
Now, let me say this, though. I overall say no, but then I still have to say yes, because let's just say the relationship is messed up. Let's say that we've been arguing and whatnot, and you ain't been giving it up. And then I start talking to another girl. I start talking to somebody, and she giving it up. So my thing is, I don't need you no more. I'm getting it from somewhere else. I'm only with you right now because I don't want to break your heart. I don't want to see your tears. I don't. Also, or
because we're established, we
I was just
home.
That's what I was just about to say.
We got kids, we got cars, we got stuff.
I was just about to say that.
Yeah, so only thing I really need you to do is hold the fort down.
Yeah,
but as far as giving the booty up, yeah, I'm good on that part.
Because at the end of the day, we're gonna get a little real right here, guys. Masturbation is a thing, but I don't think nobody turning down an actual body over some masturbation. nah, baby, I'm good. I got my hand in this jerkins. I'm good.
No, ain't nobody.
But you know
that
there's women turning down stuff for vibrators, though. I'm gonna just be honest.
Oh yeah, because toys. I'm gonna tell you something. They be tearing them things.
But they got D side batteries in them things down there.
Yeah. So,
this girl cranked up one around me one time. It sounded like a dang on weed. He was like, oh my god, that thing gas powered. Like Jesus,
what it take? Diesel or premium?
Diesel and premium.
Oh God,
no. Real talk.
For real.
I don't know about a woman, but I do. And I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna kick it back to yourself. But for a man, if we don't want it from you, there's a lot going on in our minds. If we don't want it from you, then for one thing, I'm going to just be honest. We're getting it from somewhere else. Mm. Somehow, I don't know if we get it from somewhere else, but somehow we're getting our rocks off. Let me say it that way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then another thing is, if we don't want it from you, we are so disgusted from you in whatever way. We don't even see you attractive. You may not even be nasty. It could just be problems on top of problems on top of problems. And I'm just mentally drained from you that I don't even want to deal with you. If we don't want it, because you know a man, makeup sex is one of the best things. So that means we get in an argument, we have makeup sex. But if it gets to the point to where I don't even want to touch you, it's something wrong with that guy. It's something, I ain't going to say wrong, something up with that guy.
Yeah.
Not to the woman. Man, I want you to understand this. If a woman do not want it from you, it can be a multitude of things.
Mm-hmm.
It can be that she has been telling you to pick up your shoes off the floor and you ain't listened to her yet. And now she just don't want to do it because you ain't even picked the shoes off the floor.
Yeah. And that seems like something so simple, but it can be something so major to her.
Yes.
Yeah,
it can,
like,
you know, you
on,
could
man, help me out.
She could look, I want you to peep this. She could cook for you, dude. And then you could just, you don't even mean it in a disrespectful way, but you can be like, baby, like, the last time you cooked this was a little better. Dude, she just slayed over this freaking stove, and you're going to say anything remotely disrespectful to her cooking? Oh, you in a doghouse for a whole month. Now, let's get a little bit more serious. Let's just say y'all are having problems, and she don't want to have sex with you. There is a certain thing with a woman, like, a woman can fall out of love with a guy.
Mm-hmm.
And if she fall out of love with a guy, she may be in her mind like, you know what? I don't even want to deal with the guy, but I'm just stay around because a woman will stay around till she get her stuff together.
Yes.
But this is one reason that I'm going to throw it to Nikki C. This is how you know she cheating or not. If y'all ain't having sex, but she in the best of moves, need to figure out what's going on with her. Because I want you to, real talk.
It is, though.
Because peep this. If a woman is not cheating and she's not getting anything from her man, that woman is so frustrated.
Yes.
She's so upset. The little smallest things get on her nerves.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't even matter. Like y'all can be in a car and she can just yell out, man, why you breathing?
No, it
probably won't be that far, but god dang it.
Okay, would you stop at the yellow light for me? Yellow means slow down. You could have made it.
Yeah.
You could have kept going. Dang.
So my thing, guys, point that out. So my thing is, a woman can, they wear their emotions on their sleeve when they become sexually frustrated. So my thing is, if y'all not doing it, but is she in the best of mood? Is she want to be at work a whole lot more? If she have multiple girl nights out, if she, look, one thing about girls, one thing about men first, let me say this, we will let our women know who all our friends is, because a woman love trust. So part of that trust, we want her to trust us. So we'll let that woman know all our friends, who they are.
Good man, will.
But let me tell you, women, there's not one man, I ain't going to say there's one man, but for the most part, A man don't know all of women friends. Don't know all. It can be 3 years later. Baby, who is that? Oh, I told you about her. She used to work there and everything. She moved away. Yeah. But she came back and everything. So we've been hanging.
Still tight. Yeah. Like, dang.
I'm just saying, if your woman is in a good mood and you ain't putting it down, somebody else putting it down. Nigga, see, go ahead with that.
I mean, you know. Like I said, I'm on a fence with it. I mean, I'm kind of on neutral ground, but I'm more so onto the no side, I guess, because speaking more from a woman's side and point of view, because of all the things that you just listed, you kind of just went through that whole thing. So
yeah.
Thank you for that.
Because it's always it's always other sides.
Yeah, that was good enough.
It's always an either or side. Is it my go now?
It is.
Let the conversation begin, guys. This is what we do. Next one. Are you willing? All right. Like, now we about to internalize this.
Oh boy.
Like, say. What's up?
Hey, CT.
What's going on?
I'm good, love.
I'm ready to make this thing happen.
Well, me too, boy.
But I got to let you know.
What?
I got a lot of debt. I got like almost close to $100,000 worth of debt.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like are you really, you know, once we get married, my debt is your debt. Like,
oh, who said anything about getting married? We just starting.
No, because I'm not getting in I ain't getting in no relationship, and it's just a good time.
Why you
I'm
too so
old.
Fast,
I'm
though.
Too old for that. Hold on. I ain't saying get married right now.
I got debt on my own now. Hold on.
Yeah. But do you want to take on my debt? See, I got two major debt. I got hospitals and credit card debt right now. That's around about $74,000 right now.
Ooh.
And then I have. Then this is the one that's probably gonna make you run. Then I have 50,000 backed up there, child support.
Oh no! Well, honey, I think it'd be better for us to be friends.
Oh, no, no.
Let's stay friends.
This is almost about every man in America.
Well,
why not? We can pay it off.
No, you can pay it off.
No, you can pay it off.
Well, honey, I suggest you get that together before you move forward with me. Okay.
The question is, will you take on, like, this is something serious, will you take on somebody else's debt? Mm-hmm. Because I want you to understand this, that woman or that man that went to school and they finished school, but yet and still they got $100,000 or $200,000 worth of student loan debt.
Oh no.
So now peep this now. We're not getting married to get a divorce. That's not what we're doing. But once you get married and that becomes legal, whoever have the debt, that debt is now between
both
two people.
Yeah.
That's not just the other person. I don't know. Maybe you can write something up and say, nah, he can keep his. I don't want his debt or whatever. But I know normally that debt is somebody else. Also, let me say this. Let's just say you dating a man right now and he got three kids. He got child support and he got to pay it. You get married to this guy and he just somewhat happened to lose his job.
Oh, yeah. You got to pay his child support.
You have to pay that out of your check. You got to pay his child support from another baby mama that you probably don't even like out of your check because he ain't got a job.
Oh, my God.
So my thing is, this is probably more like you do have to think about the debt and stuff like that. It's pretty serious. I'm glad that I have my debt mostly all like paid off. I think I'm like at $1,000 just for paying off debt.
Good
right
job.
Now.
You deserve a hand clap on that, for real. But I wouldn't do that. I'm sorry. I mean, that's something that you would need to have resolved, especially something in that amount of bulk. You definitely need to have it resolved. I mean, but we talking about just getting in a relationship. It shouldn't even be an expectation of a girlfriend or a boyfriend to take on your debt. But when you get to talking about moving into marriage,
well, I was like, you know, considered. Me and Nikki C is still young, but you know, I'm 33
31.
She just hitting 31.
No, I'll be 32 in September.
No, she just hitting 31. I said it.
Yeah.
No. But the point that I'm trying to make,
yeah,
we are out of them just trying out a relationship years.
Yeah, we are.
So we're answering these questions from a more mature, grown woman and man perspective. So if I date you now, because I'm a real man. I have
full intentions of making it last.
Yes.
It's not no in and out type of thing. No booty calls, cutty buddy, none of that stuff. We too grown.
So these questions, what she said earlier about the family, about how's your family, you know, your family stuff.
That's the phone number with somebody I plan on being with.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. These are questions that you need to, I'm doubling down, tripling down. You need to ask on either the first, second, or third day. And you have to do it in a nice way. You don't just come out, so how's your family? How much debt you got? No, no, work to it. Work up to it and everything. You got to figure it out.
Hey, but if you want to know, you want to know, man. Yeah. Some people is straight and direct like that, though, to the point to where they're not going to drag nothing out. They want to know right up front. Hey, if it take getting it all through day one, let's do this thing.
Let me tell you.
But that's not a way to do it.
No, I got to show you both sides of it. So I took this girl out on a date, and I mean, beautiful. She actually looked like Gina from Martin. From Martin. She looked like Gina, like
Tisha
that.
Campbell.
Yeah, Tisha Campbell.
Yeah.
We went out on a date and then she ghosted me. Okay? I'm gonna be honest. Broke my little heart. But I ran into her in the store. And we just talked. It was weird. We changed numbers again. And when she got in the car, you know what she texted me?
What?
She said, "I didn't expect to run into you again." And she was like, I ghosted you on purpose, but the reason why, she was a woman that gave me a reason. She said, when we went out on a date, all the questions you were asking made me feel like I was in an interview. That's what she said. She said, made me feel like I was in an interview. Made her feel like she was being interrogated. That's what she said. And I get it, but I remember, she was younger. I was a little older. But I was like, these was regular questions. But a woman do not want to feel like they being interrogated. No. They don't want to feel like they at a job interview.
Like I'm in a hot seat.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now for a man, this is what you got to figure out how to ask the questions. For one woman, let me be honest, do not just ask all money questions, all finance questions. Because for a man, that sounds like a gold digger. That sounds like you trying to size up my bank account.
Yeah, yeah.
That sounds like you're trying to see how much you're trying to get a piece of
how much I can spend out your pocket.
That may not even be your intent.
Right.
So that's why you have to figure out how you do it. This is my plan now if you want to go out on a date. The first time you go out on a date, just make it be a date. Have fun. Get to know that person. No questions.
Yeah.
And then if you get a second date on that one, then step it up a notch. Not start figuring, oh, your family, how many brothers, sisters you got and all that stuff.
Yeah, so, be subtle a little bit.
Yeah, so my thing is, us men, we don't, you asking all these questions, then it's almost like, so what you do? Where you work at? Oh, how much you get paid? God dang, woman, we just went out on a date right now. Why you ask me all these goddamn questions?
Oh my goodness. I mean, but asking questions is good though, people, because that's how you end up getting caught up in these situations and relationships with people that you don't know. And then you got the stories on the news about how he killed and shot her and then turned around and killed and shot herself. Or she or however, you know. You didn't know the person. You thought you knew the person and you really did. So ask questions. Don't be scared to ask them either.
Yeah, don't be scared. Let the conversation begin, guys. Yes. CT, my homegirl, Nikki C. We're going to keep it moving on to the next question. I think this is the eighth question, I think. Or maybe what question is it?
This is seven.
This is seven? The seventh question. All right, let's get it.
Yes. So is it healthy to maintain a personal life outside of your relationship?
Yes.
Why or why not?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, let me turn my mic all the way up. Yes. Yes.
It is.
You want me? Look, I'm going to be honest. No beating around the bush. If you don't have a relationship outside of your own relationship, you're going to get tired of that other person.
Quick.
You're going to get tired. If you look, all that beginning stuff at the beginning, all the, oh, I love you. Oh, let's hold hands. Let's talk. All that's cute. All that look good. All that's beautiful. You're going to get tired of that all day, every day, every second of the day. Have your own friends.
Yes.
Have some me time. Both of you need me time.
Yes.
I mean, like, have your own individual activities.
Yes.
Have your own time. Because when you go to work, like, one of the worst things you can do is you and your woman or you and your man
work together
and then have to go home together. You need, look, I'm going to say it again. You need a break. From your spouse. I know all that stuff on TV. I know all that stuff in whatever music you listen to that says it. All that stuff that says that, like, oh, I can't get enough of them. I just want to be around you. Do you know how many relationships broke up due to this freaking pandemic?
Yeah.
They were forced to be around each other for 4 months. Well, no, about a year, my fault. They were forced to be around each other for a long time. Then once they said, this is over, I'm out.
I'm out of here. So Finito.
So my answer is yes.
Absence really does make the heart grow fonder.
Oh my God.
That is so cliche, but it is so true.
It is.
And when you give each other the chance and opportunity to miss one another, then you miss one another, you know?
Yes.
It's a beautiful thing to miss the person that you love and that you want to be with and spend the rest of your life with. I mean, give each other a chance to miss and think about each other, you know?
Yeah, you got to do that, man, because you're both going to need it. And on the other side of that, if you're going to do that, let that person have that time to themselves. Like, let's just say my girl going out with her friends. I don't need to be calling her every 30 minutes seeing what's up. I don't need to be checking. Like, oh, I thought you trust her, dog. I thought you trust her.
Right.
So I don't need to do that. Like I'm the total opposite. I have called my girl when she out with her homegirls. And then she was like, oh, yeah. Hey, how you doing? I'd be like, hey, what's up, baby? She's like, oh, me and so-and-so. Oh, you with your friend? Go ahead and call me back. All right, cool, boom. That's how I am. And most of the time, like, I'm going to be honest, and don't even be mad or upset to say this. Sometimes I'd be happy to get that time away off the phone. Just be real. Yeah. Look, it's no disrespect. That doesn't mean that they don't like you. That doesn't mean that they don't want to talk to you. That means that we're both are trying to find a balance, because too much of anything is bad.
Yeah.
Too much of anything. Even if you go in the Bible and say rest on the seventh day. Yes. Even God said if you do this too much, you can get dull to the word. Mm-hmm. So you have to take a break. I'm gonna say this and I'm gonna kick it back to Nikki C. One thing that me and my wife are gonna do when we actually move together and get in our career. We done talked about this. I hope she keep up with this. Every month, we both going, if we cannot go out with friends or whatnot, I'm internalizing to me. I will be able to go out and get a hotel for the weekend. And then next weekend, she'll be able to do it too. Just to have some time to yourself.
By yourself, and her by herself.
Yes.
Wow.
I mean, no, because you got to understand, we're still going to have kids. So one got to stay home. So when I go out and I just be by myself, she's home with the kids. But next weekend.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay.
Getting the room is your time to yourself.
Yes.
Wow.
Now, and what can happen? You know, when I get to the room, I can text and be like, baby, I'm here at the room. I'm about to chill out. Cool, that's cool. But she would know that. This will only work with trust. I'm going to just be honest. You got to trust. But that is the importance of having your own time.
Amen.
So I want Nikki C to go ahead and chime in on that too. How you feel?
I love that answer.
Go ahead.
I do. I love that answer. I'm thinking because I have found that myself in the relationship, when you're just bombarded with one another and just constantly under one another, you know, it does get a little frustrating. It does get a little tiresome. Because that self-care is so important, guys. Like, self-care is one of the most important things, especially in the process of healing. It don't matter what you're healing from, who you're healing from, or what have you. Like, self-care is very detrimental and important to your health. I mean, you have to make sure that you take the time to give back to you. So often in life, we go throughout our times and our days giving so much of ourselves away, giving so much of ourselves to other people, investing so much of our time, energy, and effort elsewhere outside of ourselves. And so when it comes time to give back to you, you got to do it just as much as you would as if you was investing into somebody else, because it means that much, man. If you don't got nothing left in yourself to give to nobody, how can you serve any type of a purpose anywhere else? So, yeah, I think it's very important to do that.
And I echo that sentiment, guy. I just had to let her go because she was speaking some real stuff and everything. We're going to let y'all digest that right now. But we're going to take a little small break. We're going to come back with the last, what is it, the last three, last four?
Yeah.
The last three, last four questions. We're going to come back. Y'all take a little break. This is Let the Conversation Begin with your guy, CT.
Again, your homegirl, Nikki C.
That's what it is. Hey, be right back on the other side of this. We'll see you then. All right, guys, we back. You already know who it is. CT, my home girl.
Nikki C.
Let the conversation begin. Is back in full effect. So we're going to roll on with the last three to four questions. I think it's just three. I think it's eight, nine, ten. Yeah. 8, 9, 10. Yeah. You're right. So let me go ahead and drop this, man. Y'all, look, man, we've been handling some heavy topics already. So, you know, go to letthecommonstationbegin@gmail.com. We want y'all to let us know what you feel about our questions, yes, our answers, yes, our response and yes, stuff. And if you have anything else that you want to add to it or anything you want to take away from it, that's what we want to know.
Right.
But we're going to keep it moving, man. The last one that we talked about, it was, are you willing to take on my debt? The next one is, are you willing to be, and this is more so for the man, are you willing to be at the mercy of the courts?
Now elaborate when you say that, at the mercy of the courts, in what aspect?
What I mean is, you know, it kind of goes back to like the child support. Me and I want y'all to understand this, and I'm about to get a little deep, just to be honest. If you get married and if you get a divorce, the system is set up for the woman and not the man.
It is.
I'm gonna just be honest.
Sad, but true.
And the reason why I get so mad and upset about that, because a lot of people be feeling like that I'm bashing women. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm just like, y'all, can't you see that it is a plan constructed and put in motion to separate the family structure, especially in an African descended culture?
Yeah.
Like I'm gonna be honest, and this is not cool what I'm about to say, but this is just reality. There was a point in time that a lot of women had to put up with a lot of stuff from the man, especially in the like 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s, just because, you know, that structure really wasn't there. Like it didn't make sense for them. Like if the man cheat on them, but that woman mostly didn't have her own. She mostly didn't have a degree. She depended on that man's
check.
Totally
dependent.
She depended on that man's money and him going out there and working. So a lot of women back then stayed in that mess just because she ain't have nothing else. And like I said, that is not even right. But one thing that it did show, because I look at my grandma and my granddad, the funny thing is, they say the difference between a man and a woman, the smarts, they say the man always have another family on the other side of town, but they say the woman have another family on the other side of town, out of town. Just meaning that, like, you're gonna catch the man eventually. He gonna sleep with the neighbor, but you ain't gonna find that woman because hers is all out of in another state somewhere.
Strategically planned.
Yeah, and that's her work. That's her monthly work trip that she going on to see her family. I'm just say that anyway. No. But the thing is, like I said, it wasn't right. But the family was forced to stay together and work through their stuff.
Yes.
But now in 2021, we, and even way before this, we are in that, you know, in this women empowerment like culture right now, which I agree 100%, because I am one of the ones that, you know, a woman can do as much as a man. A woman have the know-how and the ability to do it. But to be honest, my spiritual side is like, that really was not God's design. That's how I personally feel. That was not God's design. God has a standard, and he also has, I'm going to just use the word, lack of better term, chain of command. He has a chain of command, how things are supposed to be. And that is his design. I feel like as a culture that we are going away from Lord's design. But let me get away from that, because I don't want to get on spiritual stuff. But if you want to get on that, holler at me on that one. But my thing is to get finished with this and kick it back to Nikki C. It's just that I just feel like now in 2021, a woman can and is doing more than men. And I'm not going to just put all of that on the government and their plan. I'm going to just be honest. Got a lot of lazy bum man that's not stepping up. And the woman, time in and time in, has had to step up, even if she didn't wanna want step to step up.
Yeah.
Even if she couldn't step up, she would still, even find if she way. Didn't know how to step up, she would step up.
She had to find a way.
So that's why I'm not mad at my sisters, not at all. I actually congratulate them. And I actually, like, I am the one, I'm gonna be honest, I am the one that be like, I am a man empowerment. I am for my brothers. And I'm that person that's gonna yell and rave for my men. But when it comes down to it, I do find myself more on the woman's side, just because the man be on some bull. I'ma just be honest.
The way they built nowadays, yeah.
And you know what? I want to stop saying men. I want to say little boys in that right.
In that, yeah. In that aspect.
In that aspect, like little boys.
Yeah.
But I still with my, I never down the men, the little young boys. I never down them. I just tell them the truth, and then we have to figure out what we need to do.
How to move from there. How to get better, yeah. You know. And groom successful, generous, you know, young men.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to have them tailored to know how to lead, when mm-hmm. to lead, where to lead. Because you can't be trying to lead and you headed for the ditch.
Yeah.
Yourself. Okay.
Yeah. And I want her to get finished, but like I expound on something that I know y'all really wanna hear, and that's just that like I really do believe that, like, you know, this is what I mean, the women, the government, the courts and stuff is set up for a woman. Like, man, it's too many men out here that doesn't have custody of their children. And honestly, I see it. There's a lot of men that is more capable for the woman. And I mean, more capable than the woman. And it's a double-edged sword. It's a lose-lose. Like, if the man had a job and a woman don't have the job, the man, well, you the man, you can support the woman. Also, because the woman don't have the time. Oh, she have more time to be in the kids' lives. But if it's the other way around, the woman have the job and the man don't work, well, man, well, how are you going to support the kids? And then, but the woman, she the one who got the money to be able to support the kids and stuff. So it's just always like it's just set up for the guy. There is ways to, like, you have to really show and prove that the woman is incompetent to be a parent.
Yeah.
And that is really about 99% hard to do.
Unless
she just really don't.
Or, yeah. You know, she just really got some other things going on that's just not right, leaving the kids home by themselves or whatever. She got this type of man in and out, different men, like revolving doors. I mean, you know, it's ways, but it would be very hard, like you said.
I'm going to say two things to kick it back to you. One, I want you to understand this, to double down on my point. it's so hard for us to try to be a father, but it's hard for us to even get rights to see. Like I don't. Why do a government have to tell me that I can only see my kids on the weekend?
Mm-hmm. And then sometimes only with supervised.
Only with supervision. Like, why? Like, no, we had this child together, but now we have this government that's telling us that you only can get them on the weekends. And then I still have to pay child support.
Still got to pay child support.
Mm-hmm. Like that's, so me, I'm saying, when you getting married, like, this is something that you have to figure out. Like, that's why I believe a lot of men want to stay together now, because at the end of the day, like, most of the time, the man probably is the breadwinner and stuff. Most of his money going to get taken away, which is going to bring me probably to one of my last questions. You know, is a prenup disrespectful? Like, bringing up a prenup, is that disrespectful to ask you to pay for it? That's a whole another conversation. But I'm just saying, yeah. Men, I want y'all to really understand this. And I'm going to tell you one of the key for you to be able to have your kids is that when you go to court and the judge is doing this, I mean, interrogation or whatnot, if you don't know the size of the clothes that your children wear,
little thing.
If you don't know the things they need at school, if you don't know the kid's teacher's name, mm-hmm. if they put the teacher on trial for you, or not on trial, as a witness, And they say, oh, we always saw the mother. We never seen the husband there. Like, if you don't know your kids' birthdays.
What's their favorite color?
If you don't know this type of stuff, that shows that you're not involved in your child's life. So regardless of how much money you make, regardless of what you bring into the house and what you buy them, because anybody can do that. But what it shows that you're not, it shows really, and this may be a lie to be honest, but it shows you don't want to be in your kids' lives because you know nothing about your kids' lives. That's what it shows. That may be a lie because that may not be your heart. But at the same time, you got a 5-year old. Shoot, you done forgot your 5-year old middle name.
And that's sad.
Your son's birthday is on the 18th, but goddamn, you call him on the 19th.
Oh my goodness. You hitting close to home there.
I'm like, but you want to go in the courts and be like, I want him to come stay with me. How? You don't even know your son's birthday.
Thank you.
Come on, man.
Thank you.
What size shoes he wear?
What size pants?
What size pants he wear?
You know, how much do he weigh? How tall is he?
Is your son nearsighted or farsighted?
Right. Mm-mm-mm. Left-handed or right-handed or ambidextrous.
You know what? I got one. What's your son's grades at school? What? You know what? I got a better one. What grade's your son in? Like, these are the things. But then you sitting up inside a freaking judge's face and saying that I want to be the father and let me take the kid. No, you're doing that for a selfish reason because you're afraid of paying child support.
Yeah.
You don't want to pay child support, so you want to keep the kid. Look, I'm going to be honest, and this may sound stupid. I would, because I love my kids so much, I would rather for the mother to get the kids and pay child support if I was that type of person, because I know they would be taken care of
well taken care of. Yes.
Because honestly, if you don't know none of that stuff about your child, you're doing this to prove a point to the baby mama, to your baby mother, but you're going to be so miserable because you really wouldn't even want these kids in your life 24/7. Right. 'Cause
you ain't going to know what to do with them. You ain't going to know how to do nothing.
Be putting your kids off with your friends and your family all the time. Your kids know your parents more than they know you.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. This is what you think about. Like, you have to think about this. Like, that 15, 20 seconds of pleasure. And if you ain't have no protection, that can be 18 years to the rest of your life.
Yes.
Actually, 0 years to the rest of your life.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. So I'm sorry, I went off on a little rant, but
no, it's cool though.
But yeah, what you're
saying everything they need to hear.
Yeah,
they need to tune in too because it's all true. Like, it's nothing that's made up or opinionated there. I mean, this is some real true facts about the matters. And I mean, too often we do see stuff like that, mm-hmm. you know. And it's a shame, yo. It almost make you like just drop your head and. Just shake it, it's messed up.
I'm gonna be honest. I went away from my point. The point that I was trying to make way before I said all that. The point that I was making is that, like, don't you know, in most cases, women cannot get government assistance if the man is in the house. Mm-hmm. In most cases. Like
because this, his income and everything counts towards her as well. Like, they know that she's well being taken care of.
So the point that I was trying to make is how the government is trying to divide. Because at the end of the day, that it only came into like the 80s or the 90s to where the woman said, I don't need you. I can do this by myself. I don't need you in my life. Okay.
The independent era.
What do you mean you don't need the man? No, because you already know you can get on government assistance. You can get on food stamps. You can get WIC for your baby. You already know and then you know you're going to get child support. So my thing is, you wasn't, and I ain't saying to that specific woman, but that wasn't the conversation before that government assistance was there.
Sure,
but my problem is that's not my problem. My biggest problem is, why can't you see that it's a plan to divide us, to keep us divided? That is a freaking plan. Like, work on your problems with your man. Work on the problems with your woman. Work on them.
Yeah.
Be more of a unified front. Don't take, literally, you taking the easy way out, and the easy way is actually the rest where you're more miserable.
Yes, Lord.
Would you rather be like I'm sorry, I'm not about to sit here and be sad, lonely, raising some kids compared to being happy with a woman and child.
Your family that you helped, you know, that came from your sack. Lord forgive me for saying it like that. But
your sack,
for
real. sack.
You know, like, and you know it's solidified. And you got all of your support right here in one household. Why not keep it together?
You know what? Side conversation right quick.
What's up?
Because you was talking about sacks and stuff. So, what's the number? You know, when they say... Huh? We got this one child that was just born. Sometimes twins, sometimes triplets, rare cases quadruplet. But these were the seeds that made it out of how many?
Out of millions.
Okay. So let's just say this is my mind. This is not even true, honest. This is just how my mind worked, guys. Let's just say you got a son or a daughter. They're the worst of the worst. They are the worst. Of the worst. They don't want to do their great. They don't want to do their root on work in school. They don't want to clean up around the house. They disrespectful. They coming in late. They taking your car when they get older. Like, we got the worst of the worst.
OMG.
My problem is, this is supposed to be the best of the best.
Yep. Made it there first.
This was the one that was the best of millions. You know, I'm going to say, instead of saying the best of the best, this was the best of the rest. That's what I'm going to say.
Best of the rest.
So my actual question is, though, Nigga Z.
Oh, God.
If we got the worst of the worst, then how bad was the rest?
How bad was that?
Like I said, that's my mind, y'all. Hell
no. Terrible.
That is my mind. Terrible. That's the things I be thinking about.
That was terrible.
You know, another one.
Oh God.
Do you think that like there's some sales, I'm gonna say it that way, there are some sales that's okay, a woman that have three kids now, do you think that there are some sales in a woman that always try but always lose to other ones? So they just keep trying.
I don't know what you mean.
Like okay, you got three kids. So that means that out of them three kids, that sale made it to her egg, right? But I'm saying the other million sales that's in her, is there one sale that tried every time but just didn't make it?
Maybe.
And now that one sale in her is getting tired of just trying. Just think of that one sale. Like is he now trying to find shortcuts, like waiting at the egg because he know now the fourth child is coming around? So now he's going to be already close.
He found the hideout. Hibernating over there.
God. He talking to his friend. Yeah.
I'm going to get it this time, man. Mm-hmm. I'm going to see him coming.
No, you know what? You know what? I'm already halfway through her fallopian tube. That's where I'm at. I'm halfway through there.
Oh, God.
Hey, I see you hiding behind that ovary. I see you. I'm gonna be first, and then it come out twins.
Man. Oh God, it's crazy, man. But you know, once that one make it, all the rest of them supposed to die off.
Uh huh.
Yeah, so they just falling.
That's why I asked that question.
One that survived, though. It's that one that survived. So he didn't die out. Mm-hmm. He had enough strength. I got you.
That's what I'm saying. He just waiting.
Now we might have some real fraternal twins.
And you know what? You know, last one before we move on to the last question.
Oh, snap.
He finally make it. He finally made it through. But when he make it through, he is met with this thick plastic wall. He can see it, but he can't touch it.
Oh, it's going to take everything to get through that wall, boy.
No, because that wall is a Trojan.
Oh, snap.
That wall is a lifestyle. That plastic wall is like, so he made it through. He made it through. Now he about to be in a dumpster.
Oh, my God. That's sad. Sorry, Sale. We're so sorry.
Let's keep going on. What's that next question?
We're so sorry. On my side of
Let
things.
Let the conversation begin, guys. Yes, this is what we do.
Uh-huh. So my last question was, is cheating the only reason to walk away from a relationship?
No.
Like, if you was to say, look, go to your partner and be like, look, you know, it just ain't working out. You know, I mean, I think we just need to go our separate ways. Should it automatically be assumed that that person's cheating or that they found somebody new and they want to move on?
No. I just, no.
Or, you know,
No.
Should your only reason to leave that person be that they cheated on you?
You know, I don't like this, what I'm about to say, because I hate it, but a lot of people have done this. There's been a lot of people that get divorced or break up because one of them say, I fell out of love. I fell out of love with you.
Yeah. And how do you fall out of love?
It's because relationship, it takes so much. Guys, get this in your mind. Let your brain drift right quick. You're on a journey to being with the same person. I'm not even going to say for the rest of your life, because it don't do it no justice. Imagine being with the same person for 50 years, for 80 years.
Ooh, that's 90 years.
Even 5 years later, you can't just be doing the same stuff in 5 years that you did in the first years. I'm gonna be honest. You can even go down to 2.5 to 3 years. Because my thing is, when people say they fall out of love, no, they just got bored. Just got bored.
I knew that was coming. Bored.
You just got bored.
Like, oh my.
So what you think was gonna happen? So in your case, you was in a relationship for 2 years, you got bored, now you break up. So my thing is, so you mean every 2 years you need to retry with somebody new?
Right. That don't make no sense.
That's what I'm saying. So my thing is, that's why me and my boo, we do a lot of things. Like, one of the best things that we do, and I love it. It doesn't matter how much money it is, it doesn't matter how much it costs. Every month we buy each other a gift. It doesn't matter. It can be $100. It can be $1.50.
Yeah.
We buy them a gift. And it's not about the gift. It's just about with a month. When that gift comes, I see it. She took time out of her life dedicated to me. If she got it from Amazon and she bought it and she mailed it off or something, she thought of me. And just getting that, that's why it's not about the dollar. It's just that she did a gesture for me.
Yeah.
Now, the good thing about it, we ain't getting the same gifts. And at the same time, we don't have no price. If she want to give me something for $1,000, that's cool. But if she want to give me something for $1, that's cool, because it's not about the gift. That's what I'm trying to say. Right. Put something in your life that's not about a gift.
Even if it's self-made.
Yeah, man.
No money spent on it. I'm going to draw you a card and color it myself.
Do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Little sweet stuff like that.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, and honestly, what you just saying, that stuff actually touch your heart a whole lot more than actually stuff that you spend big money on. I'm not a materialistic person. I just use this, like my godson Jay, like one of the best things that he did was draw me a picture. And you can see it right there. He drew that and colored that. I love that. Like
in a frame.
I want y'all to understand this. Like if I win a Grammy or an award, like my godson or my kids, my goddaughter, them drawing me something is so much more than that award. I'm gonna be honest. I would take down accomplishments of my wall and put the things up that really keep me centered and home.
Yeah.
Like I gotta I'm working towards some great stuff. And the things that keep me pushing on is the things that I'm involved in right now. The love that I have for my family, for my friends and stuff. Them accomplishments are going to come after all of that.
Yeah, that's right.
So I keep the accomplishments somewhere. Yeah. But these pictures and everything, I need all that.
That is lasting.
Yeah. Yes. So no, so just to get finished with that. No, you know, like, and then another thing is, it can be abuse. It can be like.
Yeah. Yes.
Like
even if that can go beyond physical, mental, emotional, spiritual abuse. You constantly attacking me from all sides, or you know, I'm constantly getting accused of this, that, and the third. Like, come on. We're gonna get tired of that after a while, right?
Yeah. And I'm like, it doesn't necessarily has to be sex, because there's so much stuff that goes on in a relationship. And this is one thing that I want to tell everybody. You need to have self-confidence and self-esteem first before you think you can have that for somebody else. Because if you don't have that, then you're going to be taking and accepting anything, the things that you really don't want. So that's why A single period in your life, you need that. One of the best things I ever done was dated myself. This is no lie. I dated myself. I used to go from relationship to relationship just thinking that I need somebody to make me whole. And I didn't even know who I wanted. I wonder why I kept getting the same thing, because I didn't know what I wanted. I'm going to be honest. I used to just get women that had kids. I used to get women that has been beat up. I used to get women that has been molested. I used to get women that was broken. I used to get women that didn't want to live. And I was wondering, like, no disrespect to their life, but I was like, why was I attracting this type of woman? Mm-hmm. That's what I would ask myself. And then that's when I realized that because I'm attracted to that woman, because who I am as a person, I'm a fixer. So it wasn't that she can do a lot for me. I saw problems and need in this woman, and I wanted to fix them problems. And in the process of fixing these problems, I done fell in love with this woman. But most of the time what happened, after I fixed the woman and they all hold, then they leave me for somebody else. That's exactly what happened to me about four or five times in a row. So I said, you know what? I got tired of being hurt. I got tired of putting all my time, energy, and effort in somebody else. And I said, you know what? I'm going to figure me out. I went on. Man, I had an apartment by myself. Nobody stayed there. Two-bedroom apartments. I used to go to work, come home by myself. I used to go out to eat by myself. I used to go to movies by myself. I used to go bowling by myself. I used to go skating by myself. And I'm saying used. I'm going to be honest. I actually still do all this. I'm just be real. Actually, most of my time get caught up with my god kids. I love it. But anyway, what I'm trying to say is, if you don't have a period of figuring out who you are, you, for one, you don't even know what you're giving to someone else, and you don't even know what it is you want to accept, because you're accepting anything from somebody else because you don't know you. So you don't know what you really want. You don't have no standards for yourself, so you will take anything because you have no standards. So you need that period of dating yourself. And one thing was going to be hard and challenging, if you've been in relationship after relationship, you're going to feel like that you need somebody. But once you start telling yourself you don't need somebody, then you start the self-healing that goes into self-love, self-confidence, and self-esteem. And all that bull that you've been through, you will be able to see that up front. And then you will be able to make a decision yourself and just be like, you know what? No, that's what I used to have. That's what I used to get. I don't want that no more. All that hell that I went through, all that mess that I went through, I don't want that no more. You're able to pick and choose what you want. Date yourself. Nigga, see?
Yo, I don't even have follow-up.
I just be going.
I'm just sitting over here taking everything in. I don't even have a follow-up I'm, you know, you hit the nail on the head with that one, bro.
We'll just say it's let the conversation begin with CT.
This is let the conversation begin, people. But, yes, it is.
But that's a conversation, just to double down on it, guys. Men and women, mostly women, because women, y'all open up yourself, so y'all let people see your emotional side. You know, when you ask yourself and you wonder, you know, you tell yourself you're a good girl. You know, you do everything right. You hold your man up, but you ask yourself why you keep getting these doggish kind of guys. And somebody told me a long time ago, if you keep getting dogs, stop shopping at the doll pound. Stop shopping at the doll pound.
Oh boy.
Another thing else is what you good women do is that you got two sides of a guy. The red flag and the good flag. That's all I'ma say. And my thing is, you got all these red flags just sticking up from the guy. But two things that you want to do. You either want to dismiss the red flags like you don't see them, or you see that red flag and then you make this guy a project, like you can fix this guy.
The fixer upper.
That's what I was. I was, like I just told you, I was a fixer.
Yeah.
I was a fixer. I thought I could fix every problem. I thought with the right words, with the right conversation, the way I saw it, I thought they would see it. And I thought that they would have the desire and the compassion within themselves to say, you know what, this is right. And I thought that they would have the understanding and say, you know what, you can do it. No, that never happened. I invested money, time, and sweat, and a lot of tears in a lot of this stuff. And once I got people right, for the wrong people, now they off. I'm going to be honest, bitter about it. I'm bitter about it to the point to where, like, I done raised you and trained you up the good way. Now somebody else reaping the benefits of what I did.
Yeah, And that, but that's really how it seems or how it be. Like, like you said, you don't invested all this time, energy, and effort, and now you're going to go and give all this goodness that I helped create to somebody else that don't even deserve it like I do.
You ain't know how to do nothing. You ain't know how to do nothing. And I'm just like, God, I'm just speaking in general. I mean, these are some real conversations, but right now I'm speaking in general because I know a lot of you listeners who y'all listen to Let the Conversation Begin, y'all going through the same stuff. You are going through the same stuff.
Yeah.
You, who you listen, you right there, you with somebody you don't want to be with right now. And everything what me and Nikki C is saying is hitting hard. You're probably crying right now because you know it's real. And I ain't saying this to get at you in the wrong way, but my thing is these are the same things that you ask yourself and you wonder if you're stupid. No, you're not stupid. You're just staying in a stupid situation.
Yes. And these are the conversations you need to have. These are the questions to ask your potential partner.
Another thing, if you keep asking a man to change or something and you keep believing this guy, but 2 years come up and he's still saying the exact same thing, you are crazy for staying in that situation. You want better, but ain't nothing happening. Get out of that situation. He is not going to change. You want to know why? Because in his mind, a routine done set place. You're gonna cry. You're going to moan. You're going to ask him to do stuff. He just got to say, baby, yes, I'm going to do it. And you go in your corner and you sit down, you lay down, and you wait for a week or so. And he just know that is the routine. We do this over and over. But he ain't doing nothing. You want to know why? Because you ain't held him to no fire. You ain't held him to consequences of his actions. You haven't. It's all talking, all yelling, all doing all this stuff, but there's no consequences. He don't even feel like you're going to leave this guy. He don't even feel like you're going to leave him. He don't even feel like that you want to leave just because you staying. Only thing what you do, yell, yap your gums, and just stay. Mm. What?
Mm-mm-mm. That's some good stuff there. That's some good stuff there, man.
Man, I wish we was recording.
That's some good stuff right there, man. Moving on to the next question.
Yeah, how many more questions?
We got one more. I think you got one more.
And another thing. No, I'm just playing.
I think you got. Moving on.
Oh, man, you know how we go. I got one more question. Actually, I had this one in my mind. So, I don't know if I asked you this. Okay, like I said, we're going to internalize this.
Okay, another internalized.
Another internalized. Role playing. All right, we're dating.
We date.
We in a relationship.
Hey, boo.
What's up, boo?
What's up,
you
King?
Good?
I'm good.
All right. Well, look. Check it. Okay. You know when we got together, you know that I had a baby's mamas, right?
Yeah.
You know, I already have like a 4-year-old son, right?
You knew that. Of course, I know this.
Okay, she's down and out right now to the point to where she need a car. Or, you know, how you feel? Are you okay with me buying her a car? With me getting her a car?
You have to buy the whole car? You can't just help out a little bit and let her do the rest?
I mean, I know a situation she ain't really got into stuff like that. And honestly, I look at my bank account, I got it. And I'm just...
She don't got no family that can help her out with the rest of it to get it up, sweetheart? Yeah. I mean, you got to buy the whole car?
Well, the thing, I'm not really looking at her. I'm looking at...
The baby.
My words is I'm looking at the mother of my child.
Right. Y'all have the daughter.
And actually, son.
Oh, it's a son. I'm sorry.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about right there.
Excuse me. We're role playing.
No, seriously. Here we go. Oh,
yeah, but you got the 4-year-old, okay?
Yeah. We got the 4-year-old son. My thing is, I'm like, even though, look, listen, baby. Here we go. Look,
Listen.
Even though that, I don't want her. I want you. You're the only one I want. But this is still the mother of my child.
Okay, I get that. But so, I mean,
my thing is, I'm not like I want you to. Okay, let's roll reverse. Roll reverse.
What?
You have an outside son or a daughter, either one you want, because you just got that wrong not too long ago. Either one you want, and you with me, and your son father needs a little help. Or your daughter father needs a little help. And you know the help, you know what you're going to do will directly impact your child. So what you going to do? Are you not going to do it just because it's your ex?
I would probably, I would, no, I mean, in that case then, I mean, I'm not saying just because of looking at from my perspective, if it was me in that position, but realistically, the person that I am, I would more than likely be like, okay, look, we'll help. Okay. Mm-hmm. Because of that. But I mean, at the end of the day, it still would kind of make me feel a certain type of way.
And then at the end of the day, I feel like then that means that you have a little insecurities about yourself.
I mean, not necessarily. It's just the fact of, okay, I get helping. Like, let's say we help her. So if we help her 3/4 of the way, she can't get the other quarter?
I mean, she can help whatever. I mean,
you have to hold people also accountable, too, for... Because what if the next time, oh, it's the house. Now you got to buy a house. Because she's the mother of your child. Okay, oh, man, like...
Ooh. Well, I'm like...
She done spent and went and gambled up all her money. Now she needs you to help her pay her light bill. Oh, that's the mother of your child, and the baby got to have lights in the house.
I'm like this. This is what I would say. I would help out as much as I can if it doesn't interfere with my marriage.
Right.
And with that, I'm sorry. I am not that dude that just because this is my ex, I am not going to be there for her. And I mean her in that way because she is the mother of my child. My thing is, I will, even out in public, I would show her the most respect. I would never say no disrespectful thing to her. Also, I forgot the question I was going to ask. Anyway, my thing is, oh yeah, that's what I'm going to say. I'm going to go on and throw this question in there before we get too deep in it. So, a man put his hands on her, would you be upset if I get involved? I'm gonna say it this way for y'all audience. I am in a relationship. I have my own family, but my baby mama, which is my ex that has my child that is a 4, 5, 6, or even, it doesn't really matter the age. She just have a child, but we got a child together. But there's a man that put his hands on her, my ex. Is it okay if I get involved? We want to know. Let the conversation begin at gmail.com. Yes. Let us know.
Yes, send that in. Yeah. I mean, I would not want you getting involved in her personal relationship like that. I mean, you know, granted, though, you have to take into account that if he's doing this in front of the kid, could he possibly be trying to touch the kid, too?
Well,
see, that's where both of us finna get involved.
But my thing, even not that, like, it's not even when he do it, how he did it. Like, he can do it behind closed door. This is my bold statement, is that this is the mother of my child. If there's a man that put his hands on the mother of my child, see, we got our own relationship.
Right.
But for this child, this is mother, I am father.
Right.
And as a man,
right,
I would want to show and teach my son that you don't do this, and you don't let nobody do this to your mom or whatnot.
That's right.
So that is my thing. It's like, I am kind of glad that I would never be in that position because I don't have no baby mama, just to be honest. But I just be thinking outside the box.
And
my thing is, I'm like, you know, just get back to it. Now, get back to the car thing, because that's another thing. I think for the disrespect in the hand, the fist of cups, I think I'll just make that decision. But for the car, I can get that one a little bit more. My thing is, I'm not looking to support her, but also I'm still setting a standard for my son. Because if I do not help her as much as I can, that also send a message to my son that when you have your kids, you don't have to be there. And also, look at me. Me and my father have a lot of conversations. I have internalized some stuff in the past that he believed that I internalized it wrong. So my thing is, my son may internalize that my father wasn't there. But my son doesn't know that my wife at the time don't want me doing anything for this woman.
Right.
And I gotta keep my household cool.
That's right.
So it's really hard. So how I would do this, and I'm gonna throw it to you, how I would do this, I would before I make any move for my baby mother, I'm coming to my wife first. I'm coming to you to let you know that, hey, I might do something, or you're not gonna like this. I'm coming to you to ask you permission.
And knowing me, the type of woman I am, I'm probably gonna be like, so when it's going down, what I need to do?
Yeah. So
So, I ain't gonna let you go in the field by yourself. Yeah.
Well, not even that. I'm even talking about with like the buying of the car, just like that. Because yeah. I know you said like, okay, what's the next thing she's gonna be? She's gonna be like, she's gonna need a house. My thing is, my sole purpose is to take care of my son, and in taking care of my son, my baby mother probably will get some benefits out of it. That's
of course,
the thing.
Of course.
And so, and that's the thing.
But
my thing
is, if more of a man thought like that, then I think that a lot of the single parent homes with the moms would maybe even be able to flourish a little more than they do too.
Yeah.
Without the help of, without them feeling like they got to go get child support and stuff like that.
Yeah, but, well, honestly, there is actually some stories to where men was helping out, but the woman feel like she can get more, so she put him on child support.
Yeah.
But she ended up getting less on child support than what he was doing. Yeah, so no. What I know, I talked all about that, but what you feel? How you feel about that? You are in a relationship. Your dude come home, and he like, baby, I need to buy my baby mama a car. What's your next response?
Well, like I said before, I mean,
this is her next response, guys.
Hell no.
Like I said before, I kind of already answered the question, you know, too. So. It's basically, I mean, that would be my initial response. But having been given some time to really think about it and to reflect on it the way that you said, I would kind of pull back more so on that. Because just like the question earlier that I asked, is it healthy to have a personal life outside of your relationship? I mean, I think that goes for marriage as well. And so when it comes down to your outside relationship with, you know, your kids' moms, it's an outside kid outside of me. Like, I don't know if I should involve myself in it as greatly. You know, I should be supportive of you and what you think is best.
I got you.
That's my thing.
Yeah, man. Guys, man, look, a lot of questions, a lot of opinions, a lot of major topics. They all great. And it's actually this is just the tip of the iceberg. This is just a teardrop in a bucket. It is so many more questions.
Yes.
And this is the first of the trilogy of what questions should you ask in a relationship, before the relationship, marriage and stuff. These are just the questions that we need to have right now. I'm CT, my home girl.
Nikki C.
This is Let the Conversation Begin. We want to know, what are your questions? We want to know what you feel about our questions. And also, when you send your questions, send in your answers, why or why not, with the questions as well. We will read them out.
Yes.
Actually, next week will be another episode of questions. And then the week after that will be another episode of questions.
It's a trifecta.
And it's going to just be a little small. It's going to get better. Man, we just love it.
Yes.
We just love
it. Make sure you send that.
Send that too.
Let the conversation begin at gmail.com.
That's what it is, guys. Man, we appreciate y'all, man. This is it. We had a blast. We had fun. We
want to
see y'all back next week. Same time, same place. You know what it is. I'm CT, my homegirl.
Nikki C.
This is Let the Conversation Begin. You stick with us.
We'll stick with you.
Take care, guys. Mm-hmm.